Better Listen is proud to present Humor and Healing in the Digital Age with Dr. Bernie Siegel, your host, Steve Stein. So we're going to discuss humor and healing, the healing power of humor and laughter.
I have a book, 365 Prescriptions for the Soul. I'm now reading it one day at a time, and I'm amazed at how wise I am. Because I don't remember what I wrote and all the stories. You know, they go back many years. There are quotes and then stories and, you know, just trying to direct people. And I find it, you know, whether somebody says, I look at the Bible or I'm reading, you know, some spiritual book every day or whatever, but at least to help refocus you, you know, in a different way. And one of the true stories that really touched my heart, because I remember it so distinctly, we're running, I am, with the help of others, support groups for cancer patients. And one of them was a woman who had cancer of her tongue. And it got to be so swollen that she couldn't talk anymore and couldn't come to the meetings. I mean, it was protruding out of her mouth. So I thought, gee, I ought to go over to her house and say hello. And I did. And I walked up to her bedroom where she was. And when I walked in, I was just overwhelmed, even though I'm a doctor. I mean, here's this gross tongue sticking out of her mouth. Her head is totally swollen because of the obstruction of the lymph nodes and things from the tumor. She had to keep her head tilted, so one eye was barely open. And the smell in the room, I mean, and her condition, and I thought, oh my God, I don't want to upset her and insult her, but how can I get out of here in a few minutes? Because I can't take this. And she wrote me a note because she couldn't talk. I read the note, and I wrote her an answer and handed it back to her. She looked at it and wrote another answer and handed it to me. What do you think it said?
No idea.
You can talk. But you see, I was in such a trance because of what I was looking at. But just like you, I busted out laughing. And suddenly she was the most beautiful person on the planet. You know, I just admired her so. I mean, she's got all these troubles and a sense of humor. And look the way I'm...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?